Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Just saying to Penny about all sorts of things there. Snuffleupagus was one of them. That song that Nick Cave remix, that was the Flood remix, which was done especially for the Peaky Blinders TV show.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
Amazing costumes.
I know. And quite a good pacey storyline. Started out a bit boring, but now, it's heavy.
It's the fourth season that's fourth season. Coming out, eh?
I've seen final season. I think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah.
I got caught right. up in it. Downloaded it. I downloaded it off the internet.
Off the internet.
I think we're in a place where we can say that yet.
I think it's just.
I've been boldly saying that for years, but I sort of, people chastise and they go, "You're going to get arrested." I say, "I don't know what you're talking about." Think I believe everything I say on the radio, do you? Oh, yeah, come on. Anyway, so Penny, good morning. Good morning. Fashion's your hot topic this morning. And what could be hotter than the dance floor this morning?
The D floor?
The D
everyone
floor.
Everyone was calling it the D floor. What's that about?
Can I...
it's still one syllable.
I don't want to offend Joe Guy because she apparently, her and her mum both hold Robert Ruckety in very high regard.
Robert Arquette transcends all generations.
Do you remember that band, Mikey?
A little something for
10
everyone.
Times the band. I do remember that band. Yep, yeah. And do you remember Angel Light? I've gotten into trouble for mocking Robert Arquette on this show before.
Don't mock Robert Arquette. It's very simple. Just don't do it, Mike. Don't do it. He actually has fight for Robert.
A very good outfit.
I thought he deserved a higher score than what he got. It was kind
I,
of
I actually
listen
I
to you guys.
I concur.
If we're going to talk about this, we're not going to talk about it seriously. Okay?
Let's
talk about Robert Arquette trying to get the message across that this is not my girlfriend or a girl I'm having an affair with. This is not my wife. Or girl. He had this bubbly little, his dance partner was this little blonde, bubbly little.
I don't flirt with anyone.
Dance partners. We're just dance partners. That's his whole vibe. That is.
I love it.
Looking down the camera, and she's going, "Hey, wow, yay, we did it, yay, we got that score, yay," sort of thing. And I don't mean to be a little hurt, but I mean, he was just looking at the that's cool.
Yeah. As opposed to Madame Fox, who was like, "Oh my."
Yeah, I was going to say that. She was like,
"Saying what?"
And what? She's now Cougar, not Fox.
Yeah. I love how cringe it is. I love the whole thing.
It's funny that Cougar's funny in that sense, isn't it? Yeah.
I actually thought Miramis...
BFM sucks, eh? She was good. Madame Fox was good.
She was awesome.
I thought she was great.
She looked like she knew how to dance. No one else did. I didn't see everyone, to be honest. It wasn't holding my attention all
like
night.
Like I said off air, I've seen her at Family Bar. I know she can get down.
Yeah.
I know this.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't like her outfit though.
No.
I thought they didn't put a very good outfit on here. Didn't like Siobhan's outfit either.
That catsuit.
Yeah.
I didn't see Siobhan's dance. I've been doing some other work with Siobhan on some other TV show recently, and Siobhan's good value. I love Siobhan. Always love Siobhan. How was her dancing?
I don't know her as a person, but I've always loved her as a a TV.
I love Siobhan. How was it? I feel like I should have seen it. I feel bad now. She was great.
Yeah, she was great. But I think, who was my favourite? I think Gilda.
I think
she danced really well, her and Minima.
Gilda, the Real Housewives of Auckland.
Yeah.
What about Sam Hayes?
Oh, yeah, she was really good. Yeah, actually, she was really good. I forgot about her. She was like, she probably was the best dressed.
Cricket guy?
Oh, he was really good. He actually did a lot of moves for a guy because normally they just kind of jiggle around a bit.
What about it? Let's keep this on track. Let's keep it on fashion. What was he wearing?
He Chris Harris.
Yeah.
He was wearing.
Oh no! Sorry. He looked like he was a wine waiter from about 1986.
Yeah, totally.
A 1986 wine waiter who.
Zanzibar. Yeah. Something like that. Anyway.
Anywho. So what is the fashion? You, Penny, something that I found out about you just before is that you did competitive ballroom dancing.
Yes, crazy but true.
Gave it up? How come?
Got to teenage years and just was not down with it anymore. But
wrong side of the tracks.
I really
enjoyed
it.
Bad crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, they were all like, you know, all very risque and a bit naughty.
What I found watching last night's show as briefly as I did was I kind of think that the novelty of ballroom dancing has gone now, and it's a very creepy sport.
It's kind of like 10 years too late, really, isn't it?
But it's, strictly ballroom exciting. Wow, that's why that thing, you can make it exciting. Hey, cool, here's a cool haircut, and he's just dashing young guys between that hot-blooded dance, sort of forbidden dance thing. But then, maybe it's just me that thought that, but...
I kind of feel like
I was a little bit in love with them then, didn't I? But you know what I mean? It's just like, and then suddenly it's this whole big, we're smiling! We all look like bloody sex dolls. We're smiling so hard, you know, sort of thing. That whole, you know, and the creepy straight backs and the
posture.
I feel like you're watching some sort of thing at Disneyland.
The kind of the nude netting with the diamantes over the top just creeps the hell out of me, you know? It just
and the
really
Britney Spears toxic video sort of style.
I love that is your go-to reference. That's awesome.
That's a go-to reference, is it not?
Yeah, it is. Exactly. It should be.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that I knew ages ago who wrote a love letter to Britney Spears when he was young, and he was really really couldn't believe she didn't write back, like even today.
I wrote a letter to Britney when I was young, and I didn't understand how the postal service works. I just put it in my mailbox, and I just
your place.
Yeah, in my mailbox, and I was like, that'll work.
And did it go? Did someone put?
Send well, it? No, because that's not how it works, is it?
No, it's not. I thought maybe your parents might have just gone.
No,
we'll pretend it works that way.
Yeah.
What did you write?
Just that I love her. That's it. Just a little, private thoughts, isn't it?
It is private.
What was it about her that you thought was so special?
Keeping it on track with fashion, trying to.
Well, she's a Disney star, so it's...
Oh, that's right. True. I forget that.
Mickey Mouse Club. Yep.
Oh, her and Justin Timberlake, right?
Yep.
Christina Aguilera as well?
Her as well. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Back to fashion.
Yeah.
Mikey, have you ever rocked any sequins?
Oh, I don't think so. Can't say no for sure.
You've rocked a lot of things. You've rocked a lot of looks.
I've rocked a lot of looks, but I'm just trying to think if even the Rocky Horror Show or all. No. Fishnets.
Fishnets?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Platform boots. Yeah.
So I thought I'd
lingerie.
Look at the history of sequins, because I was like,
That makes sense. That makes sense. As the as we prepare to be absolutely
inundated
down with bloody... My Fair Dancing, whatever it is, then sequins are the go, I guess. I like sequins. I bought this cool sequin t-shirt from my girlfriend, my stepdaughter, and it's like a from Cotton On, and it's just like and sequins here, it says yeah, and then you fuck the sequins up and it says nah. So it's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought I'd
be just answering questions at home. Yeah.
So sequins started as pretty much, if you think about it...
Circles.
Yep. Coins. Sewn onto garments.
Right, the old coins. Yeah. As a way of, I don't have a wallet, so I'll sew all my coins
on. Is it more like a vision of wealth? Like,
A status symbol and kind of to deter thieves, because they're not going to come and rip off your coins that are sewn onto your outfit.
It depends what era you're talking, but what about, did anyone see that sequined concrete mixer? I think it's a episode of... Some vodka promotion, but it's got a big red sequined concrete mixer. They had it at Auckland City Limits. I thought it was actually really cool. Took a photo of it.
That's awesome.
Came back home, looked at my photos, went, oh, look, I took a photo of a sequined concrete mixer. I'll never forget that.
Tutankhamun had gold sequin like disc that was sewn into his royal guns.
There it is.
Yep. So I guess he was going into the afterlife of those. In England, they're called spangles, not sequins.
Are they?
Yeah. Apparently. This is according
home
to
of iced lollies, eh?
Yeah. There's a really famous kind of waistcoat, woman's waistcoat, that's in the Victoria and Albert Museum called the Plymouth Plantation, and that's got 10,000 sequins in it from the first half of the 17th century. It's pretty amazing.
I wonder which seamstress spent the time doing that.
Yeah.
Hard to put on, are they? I've never put sequins on. I mean, you buy them in sort of like... just by the meter now, don't you?
So there's no kind of give on them. So, like, it depends on the fabric underneath. There's some that are kind of quite stretchy, which I think are kind of like dance ones. But in the 1920s, they were kind of made out of metal, and so the flapper dresses were, like, very heavy to wear. And they eventually came up with an idea in the 1930s. They used electric plate gelatin, which is basically, I think, jello. But the problem was that, of course, they melted when they got too wet or too hot. So if you had a dance partner and he had his clammy hand on the back of your dress.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, you'd have like melted sequins on the back of your dress.
That's the thing, we just keep smiling. Oh, I broke my ankle, keep smiling.
Apparently they're still around today and people use them for decorations on cakes.
Good,
they're
edible. Good, yeah, cool.
And then Herbert Lieberman from Eastman Kodak, he used acetate, but they were still really fragile.
So what is it they're using? It just plastic?
Yeah, and so now it's plastic. Polyester foam.
Gone from being the wealth of coins to the to basically the biggest polluter on the planet.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Great,
yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, ladies, gentlemen, dancers.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever worn sequins as a kind of normal day.
To zhuzh it up.
Yeah.
Well, so where have you? Outfit. Like a sequin headband or?
No, just like
maybe a
dance
sash.
Costumes.
Yeah. Did you find that, I mean, how old were you when you were doing ballroom dancing? We were talking like early teens.
Yeah, up until early teens.
Awkward time to be wearing such revealing costumes, wouldn't it?
Oh, they do have their skin colour netting things, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine being a teenage boy, though. You know, it doesn't matter what
they were wearing the
ridiculous things as well.
Onesie version, you know.
A zip-up tuxedo sort of thing, yeah. Do you think we're going to see anything decent in the, I mean, I thought whoever that voluptuous judge was in the red dress was really, she was trying to outshine all the dancing outfits.
Yeah.
You know, that was quite.
She looked like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
Yeah.
You're all right, Mikey, simmer down.
But then the weave just looked really fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just use your real hair. Oh, yeah, totally. But
and then the vanilla ice looking guy, who's the judge,
Joel's.
Yeah, he's into it. He's shoulder pads. He's rocking a serious pair of shoulder pads. Yeah, I'm very.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that.
Very perceptive, actually.
Oh, shit!
Did you just think he had? Shoulders like an ironing board?
I didn't really think. I was kind of just. I don't know.
You were just caught up in the dance, weren't you? Dance then wherever you may be. I'm the lord of the dance, said he.
Yeah, you kind of tend to like look at the footwork and go, oh.
Really?
Oh. When you've done it and you go, oh, yeah. Oh, there's no weight shifting there. What's
do you get the sensation in your own feet that you're about to fall? Or like, I just feel very tense watching the people dance like that.
I think it'd be people that will, because David Seymour wasn't on it last night, was he?
No, he's on tonight.
They played that, didn't they? The first one they put on the ad, David Seymour. We were screaming of laughter when we saw it here. And everyone, there'd been a significant amount of viewers who felt ripped off last night. Perhaps. I want to see Dave the smug Seymour humiliate himself. They would have thought.
Susie Cato though.
Susie Cato is the
dark
horse.
All the hard hitters on tonight.
Yeah.
Who are the hard hitters?
David Seymour and Susie Cato.
Okay, well, wonderful stuff, Penny. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Whoever you are, whatever you're doing on listening to BFM this morning, however you decide to dance, just keep doing it. Just dance. Even if you're just dancing there quietly to yourself, not even moving, but inside you're doing the forbidden dance or the cha-cha or perhaps the paso doble.
The tango,
the foxtrot.
Dance like no one's watching.
The ball and jack, the gay Gordon, perhaps. So we used to
do it.
So what's your favourite dance?
The hustle.
The hustle. Oh, the Brooklyn hustle, to be specific.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's me. I can do the Brooklyn hustle. That's about it. Okay, thanks very much. Cheers.
BFM News headlines.
Ashamaria, good morning. Coming up in your news at 9:00.
What's your dance? What's your dance?
What's my dance?
What's your dance?
I danced ballet since I was like. So I suppose that, but that's not quite the same sort of dancing.
And are you likely to be seen up at the bar lately, or?
At the bar, not late, not kind of choreographing stuff at the moment. But,
oh, there you go. So humiliated ourselves there again. Sorry, we'll be silly about dance anymore.
So Simon Bridges says that a national government would overturn the regional fuel tax. New Zealand's glaciers are likely to become extinct in the lifetimes of those alive today. The United States will soon decide whether to quit a nuclear deal with Iran, and commemorating colonisers causes controversy. Stay tuned for these stories in full, along with your weather and surf at 9:00.
Jules has just come in asking whether Samantha Hayes was dancing last night. I don't know. Someone else has texted in saying, this show's terrible. Must be something more relevant we can discuss. which is, I guess, you mean we can discuss, or we as in you as well? Because you, texter, weren't discussing anything, but you're welcome to. 309-3879, text us on 5395. All conversations are welcomed in this open forum we call The Breakfast Show on BFM.
Drunken Piano and 95 BFM present Courtney Barnett, Wednesday, August 29th at the Power Station. With her new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel, a gem of angst and emotion, don't miss your chance to see Courtney Barnett, Wednesday, August 29th at the Power Station. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, your saying of the week. This week,
He raru ki tai. It's a major problem. My mate, I've broken down on the motorway. My phone is flat and I have no insurance.
Oh, he raru ki tai, my bro.
He raru ki tai. It's a major problem, my bro.
It's your Kiwaha o Te Wiki, brought to you by Ngā Tauira Māori.
Okay, get this. Peanut butter.
Flippin' Christmas, yes.
And jam.
The sweet essence of Demeter's cornucopia.
Peanut butter and jam.
Burger? Brilliant. PBJ burger, yes.
What? No.
What? Yes. Burger Fuel's PBJ burger. Give it a shot. You won't regret it. Peanut sauce, balsamic strawberries and jam, 100% pure grass-fed NZ beef, smashed juicy. A gourmet union made in school lunch heaven. The PBJ at Burger Fuel. Head in store or order online at burgerfuel.com/order.
It's music. The original originator. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95bfm.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is important that you are all familiar with the emergency equipment on this aircraft. Please watch the crew member or video screen nearest to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, today you're travelling on a Qantas Boeing 737. Subtly, every aeroplane is different. That's why you need to watch this demonstration. Having your seatbelt done up low and tight is absolutely essential during takeoff, landing, and turbulence. It is a Qantas requirement that you keep it on at all other times.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, be the real one.
I can't play the whole of it. Men without hats.
Why not?
Okay, we're ready for you, Jules?
Just to the next chorus.
You'll take the rap on this one? I'll go down.
We can go where we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. See, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. See, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
Hey, Jules. Speaking of Jules, hey, Alpha One, a song we both adore. We've both talked about, in fact, sung out in the foyer recently. Featured on
Grease, Captain Internel.
Keep going.
ABBA.
Keep going.
Kiss. Charlie Pride.
Anymore.
Oh, Promises. Yes.
Promises,
I was
baby,
watching that
you.
Video over the weekend. Yeah.
Were you watching that video? Yeah. Did you see the new Spates ad? very rarely, very rarely, rarely in my life.
I haven't seen it.
I think anyone that knows me will know that very rarely in my life have I ever said, well, there's a really good beer out on TV.
Really?
I okay. really like to.
I'll have a look on.
I despise alcohol advertising, usually.
I'll go on YouTube and look it up.
I think you should. I think it was a really. Did you see Joe Guy? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
That's a great ad. It's a really good ad. I think everyone should see it.
Bear with me now.
It's subtle. It's subtle. The involvement of the song is subtle. But it's an amazing song. You and I love that song. But I promise it's called Baby It's You. A very old song, but a very good song. But let's keep it modern with the track by Mermaidens. Fade at 20 to 9. It's at 20 to 9 already. I'm going to put a lid on the Dancing with the Stars talk, though. That's it. That was it. Okay? A minute if we need to, or someone gets shot or something.
Yeah. Complaining about hearing different views on BFM is like whining that rain is wet. Yeah. Says one texter. On ya.
Recently nominated for the Tate Award. Mermaidens.
sorry that there's nothing there but it's song in the land. Two times when you're gonna cry. Every day. Good to rain on innocence. So now Tom Tom schools don't pay their respect. And your heart never brighter than light.
Make your point, Jules. I think Penny did leave her music here. That is, that's John Mouse with the Track Record Episode. 12 minutes to 9. Hey, Joe Guy, do you like the Strokes?
I do like the Strokes.
Do you like Julian Casablancas?
Yeah, I do.
Everyone loves Julian Casablancas, eh? He's like the Mickey Mouse of our generation. The, I only said Mickey Mouse because of John Mouse.
Isn't it?
Last performer there with this song was hissing out the end.
Segway.
Doesn't it hiss? It finishes with a big hiss, doesn't it? If it wasn't goth enough. And the but he's got, so Julian Casablancas has got a side project he calls The Voids. They've got a new album out called Virtue, and this track is from that album. It's called Curious. But listen to the out of it way they've spelt it, in all in capital letters, Q-Y-U-R-R-Y-U-S.
Why'd they do that?
I don't know!
Why would you do that? That already makes me not like it.
Yes.